Also thank you, David, for being the achsanya. That's very it's a tircha, and I've been here for more than one mitzvah function, so I see it's part of what you do. I also want to share a personal hagasha that Brian Gold and myself have when we go to New York every year. It's short-sighted when you think of chinuch as what happens in Beis Medrash, because at the end of the day, the Beis Medrash is only a training ground for life. And if the soldiers perform marvelously on the training field and they lose battles, then what's the point of it? You know, no matter how wonderful you can be in a yeshiva setting, but the real test is life. And it is a chizik for us when we touch base in New York. It's been for a long time, every year, and hopefully in Baltimore, we get more of a chance to see people also, you know, and to see people who really, it's not easy, you know, it's not easy to tackle life's problems and to really want to do right. It's easy to get swallowed up and not care about things. And to see people care and people have shyness and people, you know, they're living the Yiddishkeit in a certain sense. It's an experience, even when you have things that are troubling, things that question, things that you're trying to work through and understand how, why, how could it be, and so on. It's very meaningful, and it's a chizuk. You know, it's a big chizuk to see that Baruch Hashem, the tzibur is a committed tzibur, and they're looking for do right, and so on. So, for giving us the opportunity to interact and to be together, that's really very, very meaningful. I'd like to talk a little bit, obviously, about a Chanukah Nekuda, and I want to start with the tefillah we say. There's a tefillah here in Aneris Halolim Adlikim, I don't know, call it a tefillah of some sort, Yiratzen. It's Makor, it's Masech Tesofrim, it's Bot Nerash. Masech Tesofrim is part of his Abraises, some additions that are going in him. So it's a tail end of either the Tekufas HaTalmud or the beginning of the Tekufas HaGoyinim. So, Haneir Salol, Onim Adlik, Altshur Salis, and so on and so forth. V'chol Shemen is Mechanika, Haneir Salol, Kodesh, V'in Lashur Zashtam, Shemen, Lois, and Mavad. So, it's a very, very, very strange piece to put in. I mean, the Yiratzen that we have from the Kadmonim, even the Yiratzen that's filled with Tamid Rabbein Yainim, most of the other Yiratzens are later Tekufas, they all say about the mitzvahs, the Mimashabit, this, this, and that. The side, the collateral iser that, you know what, you're not supposed to use it because it's Kodesh and so on and so forth, it wouldn't be the right place to put it in. There's only one place that we have it, actually, a teifis in a bracha, is Birchas Erisin, which over there, there's a real reason to put it in. Birchas Erisin, because they used to make Erisin early, and people were under the impression that they're actually married in the sense that she's Mataris. So the bracha, that's a matbeah, the chacham teveya for us, that you know, asalana sarusas, bitlasana sarusalana, and so on. But here in Chanukah, this halacha that you can't make use of the neiris is applicable in many other areas. When you make a berachas hasukkah, you don't say beforehand, hasukkah zu is kodesh, you know, it's kodeshness. It's halacha it is. But fine, you'll learn mishabura for that, you'll learn shacharach. It's not, here, this is the matbeah of the bracha itself. The truth is, the etzem issa to be mishtamish in the neiris is a very unclear nekuda. It's a machloikas, different shittas. You know, whether you can use that at all, whether you can use it from mitzvah to mitzvah, whether you can use it once the mitzvah is finished. And the Miri writes, he brings down all the shittas, and he lists them, and so on. And he says that it's a chumra yesera that they were noyheg in neiris Chanukah. In other words, it goes beyond what would be normal. So if it's us, the hacker is one thing, but the mashmos of this across the board, and so it seems as if the etzem tzura of the mitzvah, that's what they were kaveh, that the iser is a lot more than the normal iser of mezalzel mitzvah or muktzemachas mitzvah maybe or other inyanim, but something that the chumri yisera here is part of the mitzvah, and that's why it would be listed in the Neiris Halalu, which leads back to the question, how, why? I mean, the Mrs. Neiris to be passed in the Neiris and so on and so forth, what's this about? So, let's start with a Pasuk. The Pasuk is, the first Bria the first, there's a backdrop. There's a world that's toyer vayuchesh al pnei sahoim. Vayir malakim yi or vayor. Vayar alakim es or ki toiv. Vayavdol alakim in arba nachoshech. So we have the first pu'ula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, other than the Bria or concurrent with the Bria, is a pu'ula of Avdalah. So Rashi says one pshat, he brings a medrash that he was going as it for tzaddik mas lavoi. So the vayavdol over here would mean completely taken away. It was separated away from the world, and whatever we have is just sort of a shadow of the earth. A second pshat in Rashi is, he says that the vayavdol is ra ulefi pshutoi kach pshua rauhu ki toiv. He saw that it's toiv. Ve'ein noel loyel lechayshach shum shamsh bevuvia, and it's not appropriate that or and chayshach shamsh bevuvia. The kavol is it chumim beyom is it chumim belayla. I mean, or is good and wonderful. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them each one a separate chum, and they're not mishtamish be'vuvia. What does it mean? I mean, what exactly? It's obvious on a physical level. I mean, you light a light bulb, there's light. I mean, what exactly are we talking here? And Havdalah is a unique concept. You have it in the second day, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavdil between al-yonim and tachtoinim, and you have the Musig in the Gemara. The Gemara brings 3 to 7 Havdalahs in the Bria, Ben Kodesh Achor, Ben Odochayzen, Zolamim, Yom HaShvi'i Shesh Mi'amasa, and then some other Havdalahs, you know, you can't do less than 3, you can't do more than 7, and so on. So I want to try to focus in on the Musig of Havdalah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil Or, and it's very, very different than any other Brias. I mean, no other Bria except for Al-Yonim Tachtoinim. And there's a big difference. Let me explain why. Al-Yonim Tachtoinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Havdalah, and they're separate. They don't interact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Bria into twos, and that's the end of it. Orin Choyshech dance together. In other words, one's coming today, one's coming at night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveh Tchumim, and was Mavdal the two. What is this Bria over here of Havdalah? This is especially significant because Yavin is Choyshech, Kiyadua. Choyshech is Yavin, and Or is Chanukah. It's especially significant. I want to sharpen it a little bit further. The Avinezer says that Erev is Miloshen Irbuv, that night is called night, evening, because the tzuris become nisarbev. And when you're looking out on the distance, and as it becomes darker, the sharp lines blur. And you sort of get a blurring of the lines, and the resolution gets reduced until it becomes just one big blob, and that's it. It actually happens to be one of the, you know, in the halacha, the practical halacha, is that one of the criteria of Laila halachically or not? You know, there's a time when you can no longer recognize the individual tzuris. But Erev mitzar atzmoy, Choshech mitzar atzmoy, is a lack of Havdalah, or is a Havdalah, is a Mavdal. The Boker is called Boker. He says the word Boker in Hebrew is like critique, like Levaker means critique, to hold, you know, Bikoret is when you examine, when you audit something. Audit, critique, it's sort of a sharp testing of something, whether it's exactly what it's supposed to be or not. So Boker and Erev themselves, Erev itself is a metzias of Irbuv, and a metzias of a lack of Havdalah, and Or is. So let's try to explain a little bit about it. In the world, in the physical world that we have, everything itself is expected to be part of one tree. In other words, stone and wood is different, but if you reduce it to a level of a molecule or to an atom, it becomes the same. And it's just different ways of building something. So there's nothing in this world that at some point is not the same and just branches out. The truth is that chachma is built like that. Science, what's science? I can tell you why, when you burn something, why does it burn? Because it burns. And why does this thing roll down a hill? Because it rolls down a hill. And why does this thing do this? Because it does that. It's true. But someone comes along and says, well, it's the same energy. In one form, it's rolling down a hill. And if you'll attach something to the bottom, it'll light a fire because there's heat given off. And it will show you how from one inyan, it really branches out and it becomes infinite yanim. So in a physical world, in the world that's physical and material, everything comes from one and it's not totally distinct. Even things, that's why the concept of a unified theory is such a holy grail for science, because it must be. If this is physical, and this is physical, it must be the same. So just like magnetism and electricity seem two different things, and then you're able to turn one to the other, and then light and electricity, we're able to turn one into the other, and everything is just another form of it, because at the end of the day, it's all material. So in the world itself, there's no Havdalah. Everything is the same. It's just different variations. Furthermore, what's fascinating is, even things like art, Bizman Azeh, we're trying to explain why it is that the eye likes this painting. What is it? It's because the way the colors contrast, it leaves an impression on the retina. I try to reduce everything down to Chadamachta, and it's appropriately so, because it's one. Is there another Metzias that's part of our world that's distinct, shares nothing in common? Let's give an example. I like to eat, and I like to have I like to have a place to live, and so on. Why would I do chesed? Why would I go and give someone else? The answer is because there's a day that I might not have what to eat, and it would be nice someone else give me what to eat. So it's an insurance policy. Insurance policy is part of this world. Insurance is part of this world. You store away nuts and candies for a rainy day, and you can do it yourself. You can give Gershon some business, and he can see him later for a discount. The yeshiva discount, 25%, right? 25% yeshiva discount, or you can, and that's it. But it's part and parcel of a material world. You can't say that somebody who buys an insurance policy is contributing to the welfare. You know how many amanis and you're saying I'm supporting the insurance policy? Well, it's true, but on the other hand, you're doing it not for the amanis you're saying. I mean, it's part of a normal economic process. That's the world in Lake Abdullah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechalik, Elyonim Tachtonim. And Elyonim Tachtonim, he split. Havdalah means it has no connecting point. If I can reduce it to economic activity or to physical reality, then it is not Ruchnius, because it's not Elyonim. It's Tachtonim. So if I can explain a nace physically, I've reduced it to the world of Tachtonim. That's true about Elyonim Tachtonim, and that's where it is. There's another Metzius of Oyer. Oyer, in its deeper sense, is a Bria within the world, and yet it's distinct. The world started out default as Choshech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cast Oyer in it, and this Oyer is not of it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw it would ruin it if you were mixing it in with something that is choshech. You must see it as a distinct entity. Let's just take a simple mashal for a second. If I teach somebody that eating kosher, somebody's not eating kosher, and I come and I tell him, you should eat kosher because it's really very healthy food for you. Hard argument to make, but we can make the argument. And chalent, eating chalent on Shabbos is healthy for you and good for you. So at the end of the day, even if I get him to eat kosher, but there's a tarivus of Oyer Choshech over here. In other words, I've mixed two tchumim together, and thereby, in a certain sense, in an essential sense, I've taken out the teichen of it by diluting it with something else. In other words, Oyer is something that must exist on its own. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaveya a tchum of oir and a tchum of that. That is two tchum that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. So oir is a ruchnius that comes into our world and becomes part and parcel of our world. But in order for it to exist as oir, it must be muvdal. Because if it's not muvdal, then it's just another shade of gray. Any drop of gray in it takes away from being oir and just makes it something else. Chachmas Yavin. The ultimate chachma is to draw a circle, like I said before, that includes everything. So morality, Aristotle's idea of morality was, I mean, they had their own names. They called it, I think it's fairly parallel to what virtue is in English, except that it's not really virtue. It means what's ideal for some. So he says very simple. What's ideal thing for a horse to do? Well, a horse is best at running. So running is ideal for a horse. Anything that something is good at is what it should be used for, and that's it. So when we ask ourselves, what is the right and the good that a person should do? The answer is, whatever works best. A society that has X, Y, and Z is thrives and survives, that's right. And that's it. So Be'emis, by putting everything within the circle of Chachma, that you are, in a sense, what you're doing is you're keeping everything, but you're erasing the Havdalah. It's not different. Here, let me explain to you why psychologically it works. Let me explain to you why sociologically it works. Let me explain to you why it works that. I'm not being moisif. I'm diluting and I'm destroying the etzem etzias of it. That is the Ora versus the Chaysha. I want to touch a little bit on the Tumah. It says that they were metami dishmanim. It's fascinating that Shemen, which is the marker of Or, is something that is by its nature muvdal. It doesn't mix easily with other things. And the famous Chazal about water and oil, that's his teva. Let's take a look at, let's compare Tumah and Taira to what we call kashas. It's also called atame vatohar, but it's different. If you have meat and milk, or chazer and beef touching each other, if it's tzoinon, then no, you shouldn't do it. But Rav Engel will come up with a hetter for it. And if he's not, the shalach will come up. And you know, you have to worry, maybe a drop there, maybe wash it off. But at the end of the day, it's so what? The problem is, this is a heft of chazer, and this is a heft of this. The fact that they touched each other or had contact with each other or any shaykh with each other, so what? Tumah, it's a choik. But the musig of Tumah is that wherever there's a negia, whether the negia is physical, if it's a Tumah like a chumra, even if it's mechanical, where I'm shaking it, or if it's in the same bias, it's already part of one circle. It's within the bias. In the bias, I have a mace and I have something else. So Tumah is an inyan where it's where there's the lack of havdalah is the problem of it. We certainly can't understand it fully. This we understand. Blias we understand because at the end of the day, it's belayed a tam, it has a tam, it has a mitzias. It's a roiv, it's this, it's that, whatever it is. One more place that is The famous, again, it's a Rashi. It says, we have a steer in the Psukim. It says, Vayichal kim bayim ashvim lach tashaosa, Vayishvim ashvim lach tashaosa. It's a steer. It says he finished on Shabbos, and he rested on Shabbos. So Rashi says, the bus of Adam can't go, you know, he has to leave time for you know, because it's a suffix. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have a suffix, so he could go. So what's the point of this? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bake an extra challah, like when we don't do it anymore. So the extra 10 minutes he used for housekeeping, so that because he can tell exactly when the time is. What does it mean? What are we telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this? The answer is, it's not a mila when something is imprecise. If somebody is not precise in Kedusha, even so, yes, if we can't go to the end, So we have no choice. But there's a lack of avchana in the Havdalah. If there's a gray area that overlaps, There's a pasuk lahayres, you know, from a tomei and tar. So Rashi says it's not a chamor and a parah. That's obvious. It's something or shechted machzah. Something shechted drab more machzah. I once we have Motzei Shabbos. We usually take a biography of somebody whose yartzeit will be and talk about it in the Blamalka. So the Rambam was one of the first ones we did, and I went through the Rambam's best biographical sources, his letters, and there's a fascinating series of letters on the following topic. There was a river in Iraq, and there were ferries on the river, and the shaila was, are you allowed to go Shabbos on that ferry or not? So the Rambam had passed Nitzmuta, the Chachamim there had passed its Usr, and they had some unkind words about the Rambam, and the Rambam had a Talmud to live in Iraq, and he sent a letter to his Rebbe asking him again to explain something, clarify something. And the Rambam is very, very strong. First of all, the Rambam says, I don't, the strong language doesn't bother me. If they'll show me Raya's and I'm wrong, I'd be very happy, because then I'll correct myself. And if not, they're wrong and they should correct themselves. But he said something very remarkable. He says, let me explain. If you're asking me, if you're telling me that they made a takana because people lax for whatever reason, and that's why they should refrain from going on the ferries, then 100% you have to keep that takana. It's appropriate like that. But if they didn't make a takana like that, and you ask me tzara locha, you can't say something is usser when it's mutter and mutter is usser. You need to be precise. The chadus of Torah, the sharpness of emes requires to say that it's mutter. Now the chachmei ear are not only candidate, they should make takanas if they feel there's a reason for it, but not to be ma'arbe of Torah. Torah needs a certain clarity and sharpness and so on. So basically, there's a metzias in the world of oyer, which is a ruchnius that is in our world, but for it to remain ruchni, it requires that it be distinct and separate and not misarif. Havdalah is an absolute necessity for that, and for anything of kedusha, the cheder havdalah. Yavon, it was the first Yavon, by trying to put everything under one umbrella, erased the concept of havdalah. Everything has to fit into one equation. It's just different legs of that equation. And that's be'etzem hafka of what it is. And Chanukah was forget. I want to take this, which is kind of on the abstract side of things, and then move it 180 degrees to something very, very real. One of the Avdolos is Yisrael v'Amim. There's a culture of Chassidim that are terribly makbid on anything like the Amim. They teach the Chathila English as a second language. That's the Chathila. They dress differently. There's no question that we're different entity. We have a different Messiris with, you know, there are practical reasons why that has its downsides and the problems and issues and, you know, practical things, and therefore it's important. You know, our Messiah has been different. But I think people need to understand that we need to be sensitive, that it requires a sharp havdalah when Yisrael and Umos Olam. It means, and let me give some examples. If someone will come along to me and ask me halachically, is there a problem with Thanksgiving's dinner or not? So Rabbi Reingold has a federal holiday sharing, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and you can look for that over there. I don't think that's a relevant shiloh. In other words, that's not the approach of the shiloh. The question should be, I have an ummah. I'll give you a mashal. If I come to a house and they're celebrating an anniversary, it's not my family, I mean, I'll be courteous and respectful, but I'm not going to sit down and join the crowd. It's this is their family and I have my family. Of all the Yom Tovim that the Muslim have, I think it's one of the nicest ones in terms of what it expresses. It's not my Yom Tov. I feel as a guest extremely, extremely thankful and grateful, and as a citizen in the world, as a yeshiva sholem, I need to do my share, whether it's paying the taxes, whatever it is, and so on and so forth. But that this is my umma and this is me, I'm muvdal. I'm a distinct entity. Culturally, how much? So there are things that, you know, to be able to function, you need to understand how the government and so on. But how much of the culture do I want to absorb? So today it's the mother's day. So where does Shachar Mishabura? It's much deeper than that. It's not me. It's not my culture. It's not my umma. And therefore the cultural trappings I shouldn't be mine. And this is of all the areas that are the hardest, because it's not discrete halachic questions. It's a general attitude. It's something that's easy to get schlepped in. Do I want to take my kids into the culture of sports? That kids play sports is fantastic. If you have no place to take the kids, and a ball game is probably one of the better places to take them to, fine. But do I want my kids to live baseball and live football, professional football, professional baseball, and all the things of that? It's not understanding that Yisrael is a distinct entity, and that Havdalah is the sheirish of it, is missing it. We're different. We're distinct. Al gil ka'amim. We don't participate in that culture. We don't overlap in that culture. And in Havdalah, any mixing, if the Ur and Choshech have a common area of gray, then the Ur is not Ur anymore. Then it's just another shade of the gray. I think it's one of the great Nisyonos Achaim. And in Europe, my parents grew up, my father in Litva, my mother in in Poland. They had no desire to integrate into the culture around them. A, because there was no culture, it was quite primitive. And B, the culture had no desire for them to integrate in it. So it was a mutually positive relationship. Somebody once said in Yiddish, I have an agricultural agreement. Ich habe ein Dreh dort mir ein Dreh. It's so fine. Today, Baruch Hashem, it's nice, it's pleasant, it's good. And it's very easy. And a person needs to understand that this is an ikker. It's personal. Everyone has to find the line. You know, it's like I said, if a ball game is only place and this kid keeps the kid happy and this and that, then you don't have a choice. But a person needs to ask himself time and again, how much culture of the surrounding world is seeped in? And as much as seeps in, you lose the sharpness of that Havdalah. So I think it's one of the big Nisyonos HaChaim for us. And at least being aware of it. So at least we have a point of reference. Things in the world that belong to Olam HaKedushim, Klal Yisrael included. My attitude is, it's unthinkable for me, in my society's mindset, that somebody who kicks a ball very far should be the object of any, not adoration, conversation. I mean, what is it about it? Rev Wachtvogel, when Babe Ruth died, so he was American, and Lakewood was still kind of American those days, and he's heard the Bachum talking about it, so he got up and he said a hesped on Babe Ruth, and he said, Rabbeisai, what a loss to the world. There was a person who could take a stick and bang a ball, and it went hundreds of feet far. What's the world going to do without that person? How are we going to manage without it? He did it. But is it all sorts of other people, actors or whatever it is, it should be something that, that should be our attitude, to cut these things out. And Be'ez Hashem, Rav Sham Shapal Hirsch, will finish off on a positive note. Rav Sham Shapal Hirsch says, Havdalah doesn't separate you, doesn't only separate you from them. It gives you your own self. If something is muvdal, it's its own entity. And if it's not, it's just a bump on a log of someone else. So, Shibizoycha on Chanukah, which is the right yontif, it's the yontif of Oyer, Vez Choshech, it's the yontif of, and that's why I think the is the etzem mitzias of the mitzvah. It's not al it chazal kavet, not for the ancillary reasons of busy mitzvahs and that. The mitzias of the ur is something that's kuli kodesh and not mishtam something else. That's etzem mitzias. The iser over here defines it. The way Rav Shlomo Shapal Hirsch says that Havdalah defines the object that's Muvdal, this defines it. And we should be zecher to find our definition as Klal Yisrael's Umus Yisrael in the Chayshin around us.